Okay, today we're continuing in the six parak of Maseches Bechoros, and we're up to Parak Vav Mishnah Vav. Ein lo beitim, if it doesn't have testicles, so ein lo el beit achas, or it only has one testicle, that is a mum. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, im yesh lo shnei kisim, yesh lo shtei beitim. If there are two kisim, there are two bags, so to speak, as to where the testicles belong, then you can be rest assured that it has two testicles. But ein lo el kis echad, ein lo el beit achas. If it only has one kis, then it only has one beitza. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Moshivo alakuzo umemaich. When it has two pouches and only one visible testicle, so what you do is you sit the bechor on its back, on its backside, and that will squeeze the area so that you'll be able to see if the beitza sort of appears. Im yesham beitza, so falatzes. So if there is a second testicle that then appears, so you know, even though it's not currently visible, it will one day come out, and therefore it's considered not to have a mum. One time they tried this test and it didn't bring out that testicle. But then they shechted it and they found that there was a second testicle in there and it was attached on the inner part of the body. And Rabbi Akiva says that it's still kosher, meaning that it's still a balmum. But Rabbi Yochan Benuri said no, it was not a balmum, because now that we shechted it, we opened it up, we see that it in fact had both beitzim. Mishnah Zayin. If an animal has five legs, or only has three legs, a shragel of klutos b'shal chamor, or its feet are round like a donkey's feet, or a shachel or a kussel, those are all puzzle. Those are all real movement. Ezu shachel, what does shachel mean? Shnishmata yirecho. It means that the thigh bones slipped out of place. The kussel shachas miarchos of gavoa. Kussel means that one of its thigh bones is a higher up on the body than the other one of the thigh bones. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we spoke about psulim in the testicles, that it needs to have two testicles, and how to test if it does have two testicles, and what happens if you did the test and it did not appear to have two, and then when you shechted it, you found that it had two, so machlokas tanaim, whether that's a balmum or not. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we spoke about an animal that has five legs or three legs, or its feet are round, or its thigh bone slipped out, or one thigh bone is attached at a higher place than the other, that all of those things would make it, in fact, a balbum. Next time, we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches.